Glory to Jesus Christ. We heard one of these beautiful parables. This parable is very easy to remember, and we remember words of this parable because it is connected to this very serious thing. We all know that we will be judged by our Lord. And this parable gives us some kind of understanding how this judgment will go. And this is why we remember these words, and for sure we are trying to do good deeds because we don't want to hear words of refusal from mouth of our Lord. We try to do good deeds. And this is very good. And this is what we are supposed to do. Actually, this should be in our mind all time. Saint Isaac the Syrian says that each opportunity to do something good to the others is an honor which was given to us by God. That even like this, each opportunity which comes to our life to do a good deed, we have to see it as a gift from God through which we can honor Him. We can do something good. And it is great thing to do good things. So it is good if this parable encouraged us again for this decision to be sensitive to these situations which opens for us possibility to do acts of love. But we have to be very careful, and we have to think really, we have to keep like watchfulness in this area. Because if this commandment, this parable, and this advice to do good things is so important that it opens eternal life for us, we have to remember that this commandment, this inspiration, is really attacked by evil one. Because he hates this parable. Evil one hates this advice which can open heaven for us. And the evil one tries to deform our understanding of this parable, of this commandment. For sure he cannot tell us, look, this is not true. He doesn't say that, well, don't listen to God because this is not true. Because we would be able to uncover this lie and this temptation very fast, and we would not pay attention. So instead of direct attack, he tries to deform our understanding of these good deeds, how to fulfill those things. And we can find two big deformations he causes in our understanding of this commandment or this understanding of this parable. The first deformation he causes to our mind is that he pushes us, this evil spirit, this enemy of our souls, he pushes us to think this way, that to do good things are the ultimate goal of our life. He pushes us to really concentrate only on doing good things, to be involved in charity, to be involved in all kinds of good things. And we will do this with this, even like thinking that, well, this is how we are fulfilling God's will. But slowly we will put God and our relationship with God on the side. This will become our goal, not this deep relationship with God. And we will be living in illusion that we are perfect Christians because we almost don't miss any opportunity how to help others. So we will put a man on the place which belongs to God. And we skip, in this way, we somehow forget the rest of the gospel when God has priority. Our love towards neighbors is fruit of our love to God. If we switch that, we are going wrong direction. And you can, probably you know people who say this, who say that, wow, I am doing good things, but I don't need to go to glorify God and to pray to Him on Sunday. I am doing a lot of good things, but it means I don't need church. I don't need really prayer. I don't need repentance. I don't need all these things which are given to me for growth in spiritual life because I love my neighbor. And we can see this very often, this kind of thinking in life of people. And through this way, through this deformation, what happens is that a person is drifted away from God. And even those good things he thinks that has value for heaven will stop to have value for heaven because not God will be measure what is good, what is not good, but I, it will be my measure through which I make decision what is good deed, what is not good deed. And then we have Christians who in this decision, desire to do good things, they even support sinful things because they love neighbor. Because of love, they allow sin to reign. So this first deformation, this evil one puts to our mind when we try to fulfill this commandment. Second deformation is even worse. This deformation comes out that he supports these our passions as pride, vainglory, desire for acknowledgement. And we do those things not because for God, because of God and for His glory. We do good things because we want to be elevated in eyes of the others. We are searching this acknowledgement from the others. I remember one lady who was still a young priest, and she was doing very good job in parish, really dedicated. But in some point, in some moment, she told me, "You know, Father, I am not doing this anymore." I said, "Why not? You are doing so good job." And she said, "Yeah, but nobody sees that. Nobody sees that, that nobody says even thanks. I don't need to do this." She was doing wonderful, good deeds. But those deeds had no value for heaven. They would be not counted as a good deed in front of our judge, because she was not looking to do this as a good deed, but she wanted just to satisfy desires of her passions. And those are not good things, good deeds, which should be acknowledged by God. So this gospel reminds us importance of doing good things, but reminds us too that we have to be very careful, because this our effort can be damaged by those deformations, by those temptations evil one pushes to our mind. And we feel that we really should be like trying to reach this clarity of mind, to have good discernment, to really judge our thoughts, our desires, our inspiration, why we are going to do this or this or this. And if we find out that there is some kind of attack which wants to deform this our good deed, let's remind ourselves and make the decision, I want to do it to please God and do it for His glory and do it for salvation of my soul. The thought can preserve purity and value of our good deeds. Amen.